dinner, so I've got him coffee, but he got himself a Coke. Did you ever go into that kebab place?
No.
That's game shooting enough.
Where is the kebab place?
Hey?
Where is that?
Do you guys already eat?
No, I haven't eaten yet.
Sorry.
It's all good. I'll probably eat when I get home. Yeah, welcome, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, very welcome. We were just talking about our experiences of the holiness. Well, our experience with the whole idea of God being so big and how that reflects in how we relate to him, specifically the topic of the fear of God.
Mm.
And I was just sharing with Shima that I remember the first time as well that I started to have a little bit of a revelation of just how big God was, but in relation to his holiness and trying to understand and define the term holiness, the fact that there is nothing and no one and nothing and literally in all of existence that is like God. Coming from Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah writes about his revelation of seeing God.
Yeah,
and just the first time I started to meditate on that, just how incredible for me, like starting to get scared about the fact that God was so humongous, and my spirit couldn't. Every time I thought about it, it felt like my spirit and my soul were being shaken inside of me, and just trembling, because everywhere I went, I remember I was driving down to Mandurah, and just driving down and knowing that the presence of God was so thick, just in the car, it was so thick. But he wasn't revealing himself as dad at that point in time. He wasn't revealing himself as my savior at that point in time. He wasn't revealing himself as my friend. I was face to face with the God of the universe, and my spirit, my soul was just shaking and trembling. And part of that was informed by the verses that I was meditating on. But the other side of that was also that I was experiencing God as a holy God of the universe right there in my car while driving down, and I'm thinking, man, if I make one false move, if I have one false thought, I'm dead. Like, I'm just dead. And I don't deserve to be in his presence. Like, in my spirit and in my mind, I couldn't understand how I was actually still alive in that moment. Like, it was that kind of, and it wasn't one of those healthy feels like I'm fearing for my life. It's more like, I just don't deserve to be here. And how is this possible that I am existing right now within the same space and sphere as this God? Like, I just, and it was a good fear. It was a good fear. It's, yeah, it was really strong. So, yeah, that's true grace. But we'll move on from that conversation. Woo! Be happy.
All right, that's awesome.